Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the host of Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. And today I'm excited. We're going to talk about leadership. And I want to begin by sharing an experience I had this week. I was at a gathering of women called Crave. There's Crave Seattle, and there's different Craves in other cities. Anyway, they were having a panel discussion on collaboration versus competition. And as I was listening to everyone talk, I realized when they would talk about competition, even when they got into, well, it's healthy competition, I'd have a little churn in my stomach. And I have to acknowledge when I hear that word or feel competitive or feel competition going on amongst people, I am feeling some fear. Fear about where I fit in, fear there's not a place for me, fear they'll hire somebody else, fear of judgment, you name it. Sometimes that's a catalyst to give me a kickstart. You know, I get at it, I get working so I can be more productive. But I don't like that feeling of fear that drives it. So when I hear the word collaboration, I recall the times I've worked with others, how excited I get, and I'm more productive and more creative. And I think this is the new paradigm. And I feel women are in my sense, is more in tune with this and can lead that way. And it means giving up old social norms that have ruled and affected us for generations, because we're used to, in our culture of capitalism and corporations, of the good old competition. So I thought it was interesting in the second hour, there was more talk about collaboration. It feels more natural for women particularly to collaborate. And what was interesting was to listen to the young women who were there, already working in collaborative ways. And they had different and new perspectives. So that's encouraging to me to hear that young voice. I think it comes from knowing who you are, what your individual gifts are, and that there's room for everyone, and knowing that. Well, it fits in with my topic today because what we need now to call forth is the leadership within us that is going to transform our world, and which is desperately calling for changes, and I think we all feel that. Well, my guest today is Faye Fitzgerald, who I've known and studied with for 21 years. I can attribute my manifesting many things in my life, such as creating Woman of Wisdom in 1993 from taking her profound healing and transformative courses. Faye has been influenced by the work of many great teachers, including Edgar Cayce, Mary Eddy Baker, Carlos Castaneda, Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, and many others. Combined with her active research in the areas of clinical psychology, cultural anthropology, theology, and cross-cultural healing practices, Faye developed a profound understanding about transformational healing, especially from a vibrational science standpoint. But Faye was aware of her intuitive and healing gifts from a very young age. After college and her career in the social services field, she was drawn to serve the community in various advocacy and counseling roles, working with vulnerable client groups. There, Faye witnessed the negative effects experienced by the many healthcare professionals, and she knew that a system of self-protection and empowerment was desperately needed. Well, she relocated herself to British Columbia in 1976 and began practicing and studying in the field of spirituality from both a reverent and scientific viewpoint. And in 1986, Faye founded and developed an educational training system called Training and Power, offering more than 20 courses in self-empowerment, spiritual advancement, and energetic healing work. And Faye's website is www.fayefitzgerald.com, and that's F-A-Y-E. F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D. So welcome, Faye, to Voices of Women.
Oh, thank you, my dear. It's what a beautiful introduction.
Yeah, isn't it always surprising to hear somebody else say all these wonderful things that you've done?
Absolutely.
Well, we're talking about leadership today and versus, and you know, there's leadership versus management. And you brought up something in your description that you sent to me is, do you leap out of bed every morning to go to work? And I have a question for you. Do you leap out of bed every morning, and what makes you do that?
Oh, absolutely. I have a passion for my work. I'm a pioneer by nature, and I feel the work I do is definitely of that nature. Innovative, pioneer work. So I love it, and I'm passionate about it. So I get up very happy every morning. In fact, I'm a song and dance routine every morning. I just take pity on people around me, so I'm kind of quiet.
Well, at first, I like people to share their story and kind of how you got to where you are now. So what drove you to become a leader and a teacher?
Oh, my. What a long story. Well,
we'll do a short version.
All my life I've been thrust into leadership, and part of it, I think, is showing up and capability. And I can't make it more complicated than that. I just think I'm willing, and I'm capable, and I'm passionate, and I see things that need doing, and I'm creative enough to innovate ways of doing them. So I think that's what happens to leaders. We just have it fall to us. And there have been many times in my younger years I railed about that because I felt I wasn't well prepared for leadership. And I suspect this is rife within the world in the sense that people are not prepared for leadership, and they often fall into familial dynamics. And I'm going a little corporate today, talking about leadership versus management. But if one were to look at corporate structures, the family-run business or businesses that are run in a familial dynamic, often are, they elicit helplessness and resentment for most people. It's a do as I say as we talk to children sometimes. And you'll get emotional slowdown, you'll get illnesses erupting, those kinds of things, mental retreat. You'll get morale issues. And no real innovative changes because people will be frightened. And they'll be wanting to keep low on the radar, and it'll become a very passive-aggressive organization. This is the kind of thing I do as well. I've worked as a corporate consultant for a number of years. So, and you know, this is the child position, and we resort to our child and the demagogue, if you will, of authority when we're feeling out of control and threatened. And I am absolutely afraid, I have to admit to that, having been raised in a demagoguery of corporate display of authoritarianism. I don't think I could repeat that, Chris.
Well, good thing it's being recorded then. So, there's a lot there that you're bringing up, and we can go in more depth. But and probably, I mean, some of our corporations have started from families, and they've continued, and they've become now, you know, owned by many people. But that whole paradigm has still been there, and I think we're looking for a shift now. I mean, people are leaving corporations, especially women, I think, because there's this glass ceiling, or you look around. I remember I left 30 years ago. I was looking at the VPs, vice presidents ahead of me that I was working under, and I'm going, I don't want to be like them. And,
right.
and so I left, and that's sort of early, you know, 30 years ago, but I just knew I wasn't going to be happy. And you're seeing it more and more where the entrepreneurs that are starting businesses, majority are women. And I think because they're not happy in the corporations, or there's not a place for their voice. And I think it's one of the problems of this hierarchical leadership model that we've been in, there isn't a place for people's voices to be heard. So there's that dissatisfaction. So people are going off and doing their own thing.
Yes, and you're seeing this transition right now. And you know, it's working to a degree if you get the right thing to do. And, you know, otherwise you're still in that corporate structure that has not really done that paradigmatic shift. Right. And so this is where you've moved perhaps from the the child authority control person to maybe a manager position where we have order and we have order rather than decisiveness or direction, if you will. People that rework the old create crises so there can be hero dynamics, change for change's sake. It's the height of inefficiency at this stage. You're seeing it with the corporate downturn, all the economic downturn that it's happening. And of course, what we're wanting is the ultimate leader position, where we can, you know, perhaps have a broad range of talent brought to bear by alliances. And, you know, the true leader will pick up a broom and sweep the floor if that's what's still required. And you know, so a true leader works in a type of dedicated effort of duplication through mentoring and compassion, as opposed to this competitive cutthroat and rise to the top. And of course, I'm the ugliest, meanest son of a bitch that got there. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, we're going to talk more about that compassionate leader in a minute. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Faye Fitzgerald.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website. Contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Danis, and we're having a conversation with Faye Fitzgerald today. So, Faye, in your description, you talked about the compassionate leader, someone who brings us to our unique potential and leads us to a true self-destiny as future leaders. But also, we talked about becoming leaders of leaders rather than leaders of followers. So first, I'm curious for you, who do you admire? Who can you give us an example of that's a compassionate leader?
Well, aren't you just something to come up with that? I'm not sure. I don't know people's private business skills and practices and so on necessarily. I think Oprah looks like a compassionate person, but I don't know what she's like when she's issuing orders, you know, for instance.
We don't know that. But thinking of political leaders, like they're pretty visible. Or just leaders that even in the past that you have admired.
Well,
let me
try to put it this way. There is an antiquity level that I teach at that I love, and it's part of the research that I bring to bear when I develop people and their spiritual side so that they can heal energetically, wielding energy. And perhaps the ancient masters had the best way of saying it. And the true master was not the one who had the many followers, but the one who raised up other beings to mastery. And that has influenced me all my life, and it has been my effort to raise up humanity in a vibrational awareness, literally of genius. And, of course, we can accomplish that with meditational systems and knowledge and ongoing work, as you well know, Chris. And so rather than, I don't know that I'm an admirer of any one person, but I know that when people exhibit what they call statesmanship or good sportsmanship, those kinds of things, I feel that exhibits good leadership. And I think humanity has to be commended on the whole, because so many of us do so much and really require little recognition. It's always a great surprise to us when we get that. I know I was celebrated this last solstice party at December that our group had, and I was given a beautiful carved silver, solid silver bowl with a carved, native carving of a salmon, which is good luck, and it was a surprise, which is hard to do in a psychic community, and it was beautiful, and I didn't expect that kind of acknowledgement, and yet the systems I've been teaching are over 25 years old now. So It's rather fun. And I don't know if I'm answering you or not on that.
Well, let's go into what you think the characteristics of a compassionate leader. What should we be striving for?
Well, you go past the goal-orientated manager, the must-achieve where you're willing to drive or whip anyone to achieve those things. Those people are really incapable of true bonds or friendships. And you move into a more of a, even though it might be a formal status, there is a recognized intimacy of joining forces on a focused goal of achievement. And that can be done anywhere with any topic, including your Women of Wisdom, which has been a tremendous item of focus for you through the years that I've witnessed with you, Chris. And as any founder can watch another founder, and how to stay sane as the founder. I mean, there is a psychological term of founder syndrome, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not.
Oh, yeah, I've read that article, too.
Yeah. The unfortunate part is I matched to it. Right down 90% or so. So I had to change. And it's very good to utilize the alliances that these kinds of things bring to us. Otherwise, we're out there alone, and like most leaders, we could fall prey to the machinations I see go on with dictators, for instance, and become a mini dictator, if you will, and a tyrant, and those kinds of things, or so goal-oriented that you're not fully trustworthy on the spiritual areas of human living, you know, those kinds of things.
Yeah, you mentioned alliances, and that's important. And I think as founders or leaders, oftentimes we're in our own little world. And I have needed the support, kind of a peer support group of other leaders to, you know, bounce ideas off of. And I think it's one of the reasons why I created a circle leadership model that we run our organization with. So I have a team of leaders who run the organization. It's not just on my shoulders. I think that can be a huge downfall when it is on one person's shoulders.
Well, it's the alliances that are going to save you, really. I mean, ultimately, you need ideas. So you need people who are going to input on those ideas. Then you need action. You have to make a decision on making an action. And then you need result. And, you know, this is the dynamic that you need a group for. And if you can get a cooperative effort. And one of the ways we work on getting that cooperative effort is to see that perhaps that spirit part of us that seeks that manifestation, that really, really wants it, and see it in each other and recognize it and speak to that, as opposed to that human that can get kind of edgy or even nasty, I might say. And try to keep it on that upper level of civilized behavior.
Well, interesting you bring the word spirit, because one of the dynamics of, there's an author, Christina Baldwin, of Calling the Circle, and it's about circle leadership. And one of the principles is spirit in the center. And it's a way to bring everyone who is in the group together, like, you know, to remind them the spirit of this. Why are you here?
Absolutely. And there's the ultimate compassion for each other as fellow humans that, you know, like, okay, let's get the job done. Let's take that action. And when you get a bunch of leaders that lead by example, then everybody's willing to roll up their sleeves and get to work. And many hands make it a small task, as you know. It's a real, but it's getting that cooperative idea and the agreement to take action and what action. And those are the critical components of keeping a group in a cohesive, tight manner that's going to produce the results we want.
Well, Well, you mentioned the new cry is to become a leader of leaders rather than leader of followers. And sometimes I think people, it's sort of being passive, like, well, I don't want to lead, so I'm just going to follow. Just tell me what to do, I'll just follow. And this is the shift we're talking about that we need to change. That it's time to stop just being a follower.
Well, one of the things that has been coming to me lately is people, you know, just literally begging for solutions to a relief from negativity in the workplace. And maybe that's the topic we can lead into, how to really be free of that. And how to work toward that positive cooperative effort, if you will.
And if you're in that environment, because I've talked to people, it's kind of like they don't feel like they have a voice. They don't feel like they are heard. And that leads to that negativity in the workplace and feeling dissatisfied. And they're kind of at a loss of what to do.
But if they're going to only be followers, the only role left to them is negativity.
So taking that to, I've not been in a corporate job for a long time, but I'm imagining if you're in a corporation and someone's, you don't have a place to put that out to be a leader.
Yeah, you just tell me what to do. Where is the passion in that? Is that person getting up wanting to go to work every morning? Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it. And how will they do it? You know, if they're going to affect people outside themselves, or they're going to be representing the company or representing anything, how will they do it if they have this attitude? Yeah, what's the ratio of positivity on that job, do you figure? Maybe 2%? You know, 2 out of 10? I don't know. It's not going to be too high. This is not a high performer.
No. So, well, we're going to need to take a commercial break. We're going to come back and find out, you know, some steps people can take to move themselves into that leader position. So this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and continue our conversation with Faye Fitzgerald.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Women of
That's our Woman Wisdom song from our conference, and you can purchase that CD on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. There's some great songs on that CD from many years of some amazing singers. So we're back here on Voices of Woman, and I'm talking with Faye Fitzgerald. Faye, can you give your contact information, how people can connect with you, your website, or however you would like to?
Absolutely. They can actually contact me by www.fayfitzgerald.com, or they can use contact fayfitzgerald@gmail.com.
Okay.
And they're also we also have a free meditation download if they want, and this is the Academy. And it's www.traininginpower.com, and they can. There's a meditation there. People have I've had feedback where I remember one woman, she hadn't taken any of our courses, and she wrote in and said that she used it every time before she took a flight, and for the first time ever, she's able to take flights without phobias and anxiety, those kinds of things.
Yes, so, I'm sure that's great. Well, I know the power of the meditation work you do, so I highly recommend people to check out that free meditation. Again, it's at www.traininginpower.com.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about leadership and patterns and the challenges in a workplace. So what are some steps people can take to step into a leadership role, or at least get their voices heard, you know, in the workplace? What steps do you recommend that they take?
Well, the first person they can control is themselves. So that's where we start, is the first one we deal with that you have the right of dominion over is yourself. And so there's some self-examination, you know, like, why does that person bug me? Why do I get a chip on my shoulder when someone speaks to me this way? And those kinds of things. And acknowledging any kind of pattern where, some of it's brain entrainment. We've been trained into subservience in the workplace. And so we can have developed patterns of self-sabotage where we believe we won't be heard, so we don't speak up. We don't make our voice heard. We don't make a formal kind of presentation. We don't get out there and write a report and potential solutions and those kinds of things. And those are all things that we can do. Now, you know, the reality is it depends on the type of boss you have. If you have someone who's very threatened by change, or very threatened by you know, any of you showing any kind of momentum and personal effort, and innovation and so on, then there's a limit on what can be done in the actual career setting or the workplace, the business setting. So if you have a manager that has a childlike need for control, it's all-encompassing, and they will micromanage really efficient and good positive people out of the place. And I've seen them clear entire departments and to the point where, they're actually facing off with people who are highly productive and more mature, and just they're trying to ride out this scenario. And they'll say, well, why aren't you leaving? You know, I mean, that blunt. And I've gone in and dealt with all kinds of situations like this, and that's about as negative and confrontational as it can get. And these are the kinds of things that cause depression and anxiety in the workplace, and the fallout at home and relationship areas. These are big topics in the corporate arena right now, and dealing with, you know, the illness level of why people are staying away from the workplace. It's like they're or developing allergies to the workplace, and of course this is all negative systems that are incorporated right into the management area. And that's a real concern, very scary on health. And I mean, it's a medical fact that if there's enough depression, you'll develop a lung condition. It's out there in the medical books. So we have deep stresses that are really splintering people's lives. Well, there's going to be fallout energetically, if nothing else. And Michael J. Fox, the actor, you know who I mean?
Yes.
He's a Burnaby boy, actually, up here from D.C. And he and four others, they started their career out in the basements of CBC. That's the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. It's a federally owned corporate structure. And he and the four others that he worked with all have Parkinson's disease. So, you know, they worked in a hierarchical structure. They also worked in a basement setting where there was no air and sunlight and so on, and an awful lot of machinery, much like our planes. And there was electromagnetic disturbance on their form, which is one of the causes of disease. So this is these are areas that I don't know how I got over there, but it's like it's I'm trying to show the workplace can have negativity and negative impact even within a physical assaultive level on the electromagnetic. So never mind how the human relations are going and how management and leadership have to really have a hard look at themselves. And anyone coming into that field, this is all the latest topics, and many, many corporate structures are availing themselves of, well, people like yourself, Chris, and myself, and they're getting instruction on how to start changing these systemic issues.
Yes, and I know it's the cutting edge of going into companies. I have friends who do it. I'm starting to do it too in a new business that I'm starting, because I think they're looking for new models, but they don't really know how to do it. We have been so they've been so trained, and there's so many patterns that have created this negativity that you're talking about in the workplace, that they do need some new creative ideas coming in, and almost has to come from outside the company, because to bring in this kind of new creative energy of making those kinds of changes, because it's hard sometimes to do within with the same people, because you have those same dynamics. But I want to go back to you, because what you went to, I think, was really interesting and good, is that, you know, the individual responsibility of the patterns in our own lives, you know, what causes us to respond to things a certain way and how we can change that. Because what I realized in my healing is once I know what the core issue is, where it came from in my childhood or wherever, I can make a change. But I have to have that awareness. So it's looking at our patterns.
Absolutely.
Don't you think?
Absolutely. And one of the biggest things that I uncover in workplace conflict, especially people who have to work together and, you know, develop things together for the company's sake. If there's real problems, there'll be familial dynamics involved. And, you know, one person will remind them of, you know, father, mother, brother, sister, somebody who had a negative impact, perhaps, and they're still stressing and trying to work out or haven't worked out, then it'll show up in your workplace. It's almost like there's a grand design here and making us work out our stuff. That's a professional word. And the long and short of that, Chris, is we're up against those very real dynamics within our makeup as human beings. And so the more we will learn about ourselves, the more we will work with ourselves, the more effective we are as an instrument to chart our course and our destiny through life. So, yes, this is the critical component, is being willing to see, okay, this person, why don't I get along with them? Oh, I get it. They remind me of my bullying brother or, I don't know, something like that. And all of a sudden, you know, there's this awakening. You get that awareness and you go, okay, let's take that equation out. And this is how I responded to my brother. It wasn't effective. Perhaps we can change. And, you know, sometimes you need a friend to talk this out with. Sometimes you need a person, a professional, a counselor who can help with some of those, just getting your a sight on it so you have a plan for yourself. It's the lack of direction, the lack of plan, the lack of a way to deal with an assaultive, confrontational kind of thing in the workplace that creates these feelings of resentment and anxiety and rage that's stewing about inside. Well, thwarted anger that's not expressed or not allowed to be expressed turns inward, and that is depression. It causes an anxious state, stressful state, and the body does go into a decline. And then there's even more reason to be mad at that person because now they're causing the person to be sick and, you know, so on.
And so on. Okay. Yeah. Well, this is Christina's on Voices of Women, and we're going to take another commercial break. We'll come back and talk more with Faye Fitzgerald.
Living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now. In this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Women of Wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Faye Fitzgerald today on leadership and all the issues that go along with that, particularly in the corporate workplace. So we were just talking about all the feelings that come up and our patterns and when we get angry and we're not able to express them. And that is such an issue. It's not okay to share your feelings in the workplace. And I think that's beginning to change. I'm starting to hear stories where people are forming where you're getting into a group, a small group of teams, and people are sharing what's going on. They're sharing their feelings. And there's a fear of that happening, but it's actually more productive if you allow people to do that. That's been my experience, and it's been the experience that I've talked to some colleagues about that too, that when you are allowed to share your feelings, you get that out in the open, it gets done with, and you can move on to business. So what do you think, Faye?
Well, you know, absolutely. And then the how-tos. You know, it's all very well for us to say that, but then there's the how. How do we do that?
Yeah.
And one of the things I'd like to recommend is a meditational position. It's one of the things I deeply believe in. I've seen it create genius. I've seen it really help with alleviating stress and emotionality and all the rest of it. And so I would like to recommend that, taking time and remembering that you are your own ally, and to turn against yourself or to internalize any of these negativities or criticisms is really, really against a greater law. That's the capital L law. And I would love for you to really get on your own side. That would be the first positivity that I would advise people working on. And I'm going to be videoing and doing a lot of free lessons, and so watch the website. Those will be coming up, and people are welcome to download, and I'm going to be putting out some of this work that I've been talking about in terms of leadership, and I'm hoping that it's going to be a benefit to people, and they're going to want to take further training and develop their meditational skills and even their healing skills, because the first person you heal when you work with energy is yourself, because that energy has to have a home to come to, and that's us. And then we wield it and we give it. And so I'd love to see more and more people trained to that kind of awareness. That's my solution.
Well, and I know you've trained many people and have worked in healings with many people. Can you share a story of how someone has turned their life around through this the meditation practice that you do? Or
absolutely, I can tell a wonderful story about an actress who made it very big in Europe, and she trained with me 1 hour, and She absolutely came to me with this problem. The other actors were giving her a hard time on the stage, and I said, that's because you have no manners in your energetics, and you are crowding them off the stage. And I said, better you learn to focus your energy toward the audience. And that night she had an agent, and her career was launched. I taught her how to throw her energy forward instead of crowding her people off, and they all came to her after and said, what are you doing? It's working. And so that's just a very brief story of mm-hmm. someone who took very little time.
Yeah, and that's interesting. You know, like she was managing her energy. And so many of us don't know how to manage our energy. It's one of the big things that you do teach people. And to be crowding people off the stage, that kind of brings in that competition, like, I've got to be better than everybody else here. Versus it's a collaborative. They're all on the stage playing a role, and it's for the audience.
That's right. That's right. You're getting that. And, of course, that applies to the corporate structure, to your own life, and what you want to accomplish. And, you know, if you've got kids, I'm putting out a kids course shortly, a little very quick little kids course that's going to be helpful and dealing with a few topics like bullying and how to deal with their emotions and how to sleep at night. There's some meditations that are available for all of that. So people are welcome to go on the sites and have a look around and see what we're doing.
And that's the Training and Power site.
Yeah, trainingandpower.com.
Trainingandpower.com. One thing you talk about, because where do these, you know, you think about bullies as kid, what are they going to become? The next future leaders in the old paradigm of the hierarchical, you do as I say? You know, so if we're creating bullies in our society, what are we creating for future leaders?
Absolutely. And those, you know, the overt bullies, the ones who are found out, are often the ones that end up in prisons, just for your edification. And the ones who are covert are the ones that end up in the high corporate structures and so on. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Neither one of those help us. So, but there is, I have faith in the next generation. It was just very encouraging seeing the young women at this activity I was at the other night, and they had a new energy that was just very refreshing, and they're looking for mentors. I mean, us who are older and have our, you know, we have our experience, we can learn from each other. So the mentoring process to me isn't just, well, I'm this wise person, I've been around the block, I've been around for many, many years, and I'll mentor you. I'm also, you know, at 62, I want a mentor. And sometimes a young person, for myself, can be a great mentor because they have that new young energy and new ideas and kind of refreshing approach. And that gives me hope, too.
That Y-Gen, you know, they won't work as hard as we boomers did. And they're teaching me because I'm a happy little workaholic, apparently.
Yeah, I am, too.
Yeah, the healthiest form of holism, but nonetheless, a holism.
Yeah, so they're finding a way to find balance in their life, to not work as hard, but still achieve probably the same thing, and have fun and balance and happiness and everything that we kind of striving for, that we work, you know, sometimes we work so hard that we overwork, you know, and it doesn't always have to be so hard.
Absolutely. And there's another answer to that, of course, Chris, is we do love our work. So that
Oh, well, that's that too. I know. And we will always work. You know, who retire? Well,
not in your life. No way.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's because we both have a passion. We have a purpose. And that's the thing. When you know what your purpose is and when you drive that mission forward, you don't see yourself stopping doing that. And also for me, it keeps evolving. And I know, and that's why I like working with you, is you keep changing and you keep evolving and passing it on to new courses. And that's fabulous.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay. So thank you for being here today. It was great to talk to you, and especially on this topic of leadership.
Oh, it was good to be here, and thank you very much.
Yes. So I want to leave everyone with this thought today. Where in your life can you become a leader? Reflect on when you stop yourself from leading and you just want to follow. Where does this come from, and how can you step into your true power? So again, I'll let people know about signing up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter. You can do that at www.womenofwisdom.org. Find out about our monthly events. We have quarterly community dinners and monthly community connection workshops and monthly ecstatic dances for women. And so great things all year round, not just our annual conference. Also, so I had my teacher here, Faye Fitzgerald. I'm also a teacher in the training of Empower courses. It's changed my life, and I'd love to share that with you. So you can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization, and also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And just as our annual conference has changed many women's lives and empowered them, the book has also changed and touched many people's lives in their exploration of the divine feminine. You can purchase that book also at the website, womenofwisdom.org. And, of course, you can always purchase books at amazon.com. If you'd like to contact me, email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. This is Chris Stainis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. And next week, I'll be talking to Helene Lerner, who is the author of In Her Power. So I hope everybody has a great weekend and the sun is shining. Bye now.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.